Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Welcome, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. I'm John Jacob Schmidt from Radio Free Redoubt. Lady Liberty over here from Liberty State Radio, formerly Liberty State Radio. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Trump Tuesday. Dun, dun, dun.
Like my Trump?
That's so funny. We both had that on our mind for no reason.
I don't know. Well, we didn't even coordinate that one, but that was pretty good.
Well, so that makes it kind of more like Trumpet Tuesday. But, you know, hey, Trump.
Trump.
Trump it is.
Hey, we've got a couple of cool stories, too, talking about the rightfully elected president.
Yeah.
And so, and that's why we have Trump Tuesday to remind us.
Yep. Yep. Because instead of having a really awesome country that's making awesome progress and big and strong and scary right. to all the rest of the world's communists, no. We have to be in this communist coup, fraudulent election nonsense.
I don't know if he
sits down there in Florida and gets right. a suntan.
He shouldn't be getting a suntan. He should be in the White House working.
Yep.
And he agrees.
Yeah, he agrees.
But
yep.
I don't know if you saw the posting that we had, I don't know, a month or so ago about the guy who helped design the voter fraud machine and software program, right?
Yep, that's Clint Curtis.
Clint Curtis. So we posted that posting in reference to that material. And somebody, apparently a leftist, posted a comment under that posting saying that
oh,
was...
Oh, I didn't even see that.
No, I know. I haven't had a chance to tell you yet. So they're like, this was from 2004. And that was Republicans who were doing this. Republicans have always this and that and blah, blah, blah. They've always wanted to have electronic
voting.
Well,
it was Chinese. It was Yang Enterprises with a Chinese spy.
No, it was the Republican in the head Republican in Florida. It was Republicans and it was a Republican election, right? This is what that was about. Jeb Bush and, I mean, all that kind of stuff. So anyway, they pointed out that these were Republicans, right? And do you have anything to say to that?
Yep. Like,
well, yes, I do. Actually, they should be in prison at the very least.
Right.
If I had my way, they'd be hung
yep.
to death. Anyone who meddles in a nation's elections, election fraud, voter manipulation, or anything like that
yep.
need to be punished. It should be illegal. It doesn't matter what party you belong to.
Right.
They absolutely should be at least thrown in prison.
Right. And so that was for George Bush, wasn't it? Or was that... Who was the governor at that point in Florida? I can't remember.
It was the Speaker of the House, the Republican Speaker of the House, who had then become a senator or something. I have to go back and refresh myself on the details.
Right.
But it was definitely a top leading Republican, just like the creeps that we have,
right.
you know, like in Idaho, you know, our governor, the Speaker of the House, Bedke.
The rhinos.
Right. Yep. These guys that are continuously compromising and giving up ground to the left.
Well, the point was, though, that it was the Chinese company that was run by Chinese spies,
right.
and they're the initial initiators of hiring Clint Curtis to actually design the election fraud program.
After being approached by crooked Republicans asking, can this be done, and
right.
will you do it for us?
Yep.
So, hey, whoever's at fault, they need to pay.
Yeah,
period.
Exactly. Yeah, and the fact that they've been going strong all across the United States, all of these electronic voting machines that were designed by this Chinese Yang Enterprises Inc.
Yep.
Out of Florida, since they've been used ever since 2000, all across the United States to manipulate the vote, all of our elections have led to this point right here, where
sure.
where an election is nothing but a farce. And anytime anybody can mess with the votes at all, and manipulate the outcome. There's no such thing as an election. There's no such thing as the will of the people. There's no election, period. It's all just it's a rigged hoax.
Exactly. And you know, that was basically my response, you know, and I'm absolutely, you know, in agreement. And part of my response also was that until we get rid of electronic voting machines, go back to paper ballots.
Right.
And if they're going to use any type of voting, you know, counting type of software, it needs to be open source. It needs to be able to be scrutinized by people that are code writers that understand what they're looking at, and subject to third party audits, and right out there in the open. But there needs to be positive identification for the voter. It needs to be a paper ballot.
Yep.
The only exception would be absentee ballots. Get rid of mail-in ballots. And the other thing that I'm concerned about, and I know several others share the same concern, this new so-called variant coming out of South Africa, or something coming behind it that we're not aware of yet, is going to set the stage for nationwide mail-in ballots to eliminate in-person voting altogether, to stop the next variant or the next virus or the next boogeyman that's going to require us to vote using absentee ballots, or, you know, vote by mail-in. That's a very scary prospect.
Well, we're in the biggest, craziest, lawless phase of the world.
I know. It's like we were thrown into a wash machine and just...
Yeah, and told to grab onto something that's not moving, right?
Right.
It's like, oh, really? I'm still looking.
Well, there is something that is solid in all of that.
Yes,
and
that's
right. Is the Word of God.
That's
people
right.
that are separated from God right now and not in His Word and maintaining that relationship with Him, there is nothing solid. Everything is shifting right now.
I agree.
Everything is shifting sand. I don't know. I don't know what you would do if you didn't have something solid like the Word of God, or as solid as the Word of God and God Himself in this world today.
Yeah, that right there is the anchor. That truly is the anchor for every single day that, as far as I'm concerned, in my days, that's my anchor.
This sets the standard.
Yep.
It doesn't change.
Yeah, to try to seek the Lord early in the day, very first thing, if you can, seek ye first the kingdom, and the rest shall be added unto you. And the Lord and the Holy Spirit will direct your path throughout the day. And if you just make that a habit, that gives you the best possible outcome for each day. So,
absolutely.
So, well, let's get to the word then, shall we?
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Okay. All right. Well, so the word of the day for Trump Tuesday comes to us from Psalm 109, which reads under the title, Plea for Judgment of False Accusers. Do not keep silent, O God of my praise, for the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful have opened against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They have also surrounded me with words of hatred and fought against me without a cause. In return for my love, they are my accusers, but I give myself to prayer. Thus they have rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love. Set a wicked man over him, and let an accuser stand at his right hand. When he is judged, let him be found guilty, and let his prayer become sin. Let his days be few, and let another take his office. Let his children be fatherless, and his wife a widow. Let his children continually be vagabonds and beg. Let them seek their bread also from their desolate places. Let the creditor seize all that he has, and let strangers plunder his labor. Let there be none to extend mercy to him, nor let there be any to favor his fatherless children. And that's it.
Wow.
And that's verses 1 through 12, and it goes through 31 verses. So if you care to read the rest of it, it's very good. It's not like what you would expect with turn the other cheek, right?
Right.
It's not let false accusers trample over you, because that's letting evil win over you. And that's not something that God prescribes. So,
that's right.
So when he says, they have spoken against me with a lying tongue, they have also surrounded me with words of hatred. That's that lying thing again. That's lying, right. Lying is synonymous with hatred, and yep. which is interesting because it's that seems to be the theme over the past 4 or 5 days now, where love is truth and right. hatred is lying, and so if you know that's kind of an interesting perspective as to what to do. If there's somebody in your life that is falsely accusing you of something, apparently you don't just sit there and take it. Apparently you come before the Lord and you ask, David asked for the whole ball of wax, right?
I mean, right.
He said, set a wicked man over him and let an accuser stand at his right hand. And when he's judged, let him be found guilty and let his prayer become sin. Let his days be few and let another take his office. And then he keeps going. Let his children be fatherless and his wife a widow. Let his children continually be vagabonds and beg. You know, so I mean, he's not.
Let him have it.
He's basically saying no mercy, no mercy to people who are false accusers, and he's pleading to the Lord for judgment of them.
Right.
And so, so I think that's kind of interesting. A word of recommendation, apparently, that this is how you treat false accusers in your life. You don't let it go. You plead for judgment.
That's right. And, you know, it's interesting that it states, you know, let him be removed or let him replaced in his position in office.
Right.
Something to that effect. And what's interesting is how many people in office we have. I'm looking at congressmen, women, whatever, saying, you know, Christmas is a racist holiday.
Yeah.
America is evil. America is, you know, racism is the bedrock of our judicial system. You know, this kind of garbage, the false accusations saying you want to seal your borders, they call you a xenophobe. They call you a hater. They call you, you know, white supremacist, whatever, you know, and these are all false accusations. This is the type of venomous, divisive garbage.
Right.
That's coming from.
It's them that are at fault, not the people that they're trying to accuse. And it says, let his days be few and let another take his office.
Exactly.
So he's a liar. He's a false accuser. He's falsely accusing somebody, and he needs to be ousted.
Yep.
Ousted and judged accordingly.
Yep.
So
precisely.
That's interesting. I mean, I always want to know God's perspective on the right thing to do in each case.
Yeah.
And often you will sit there and wonder, well, which is right? You know, which is, you know, particularly for this, you know, situation, you know, you've got a particular situation.
That's
and,
right.
and so boy, knowledge of the Word of God is ever so important. 'Cause here's one case that I wasn't sure about actually.
Right. You know, being that it's Trump Tuesday, that's one of the things I was going to hit on. President Trump has just railed against Biden in a video, because when President Trump was in office, he halted all, what do you want to call it? Not refugees, but inbound, stopped flights coming from key terrorist hotbed countries because he realized we don't have a vetting process that's adequate enough to catch these, to filter these people through. Our people are in harm's way. Let's stop all inbound flights, you know, people coming from those countries. And Biden at the time called him a xenophobic, racist, Islamophobic, you know, hater. And then he turns right back around. Now, Biden, this a few days ago, bans all inbound flights from Africa, from these 8 countries in Africa.
Right.
Why? Well, to protect the people because of this new variant, right? He's jumping on that bandwagon. Apparently now he delayed. His advisors advised him to delay that ban on those countries. So we got 2 stories running out there parallel to each other right now. But the point is, falsely accusing Trump of being a hater, Islamophobe, xenophobe, isolationist, and everything else for stopping people coming from known terrorist
Right.
You know, hotbeds.
Well, see, that's why you should never listen to your enemy. You should never, you know, give all of their criticisms any real merit, because who cares?
Well, right? Except for in this case.
Who cares what the enemy says about you?
Except for in this case, that individual is now sitting in the Oval Office in the position of the president, doing the very same thing that he criticized our sitting president for, you know, President Trump for.
Those people criticize everything coming and going. They don't even know what they do the thing, and then they accuse somebody else of it. I mean, they're so backwards.
So this scripture is fitting.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. I'm making it relevant to the current situation that we're in today.
Right.
That's where I think of that scripture, and I think of those specific real world cases and say, God, sick them.
Yeah.
You know, replace those person from their position in office.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, when they're doing that kind of stuff.
Well, he doesn't belong there legally to begin with.
Sure.
Let alone just because he's being a hypocrite, you know. And so, without a doubt, we need to go back to the very beginning of this thing, which is fix 2020 first. You know, how can anything else even take place? We have yet to fix the fraud from 2020.
Right. And while they're setting the stage to make it even worse than it was with this, you know, scamdemic and new variants, already rumblings of pushing for all mail-in voting, making it from bad to worse.
Well, they might as well. Why even make such an effort? Why don't they just tell everybody flat out, there is no more voting. We're going to rig this. We're going to fake it. And and then we'll announce it on the news. I mean, what's even the point? I mean, it's so blatantly in everybody's face what's going on. And they'll still play these shenanigans as if there's any merit to this, any election at all.
Well, because voting is racist anyway. So, I mean, having a voting process is racist. That comes from
that has to be white supremacist
white
notion,
cultures, right?
Notion, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, well, there's a lot going on out there, isn't there?
Sarcasm is just anger's ugly cousin, right?
Exactly. That's right.
What do you do?
So thank you for that word of the day. That is very relevant, extremely relevant. And one more time, I want to put that out. That's Psalm
109, verses 1 through 12, under the title of Plea for Judgment of False Accusers.
Perfect. All right. Well, we'll go ahead and take a break right now. This segment brought to you by Katie Armor, serious body armor for serious times. And I think we would all agree these are serious times. Christian Patriot-owned business, and it is spelled C-A-T-I, Katie Armor. .com. We'll be back with the voice of the American Redoubt, the Morning Commute, right after this.
Is it too much to ask that we fulfill these obligations of citizenship? If we think so, we should read again the history of the founding of this nation and consider the hardships of the people who made possible our freedom. They felt that no challenge was too great if freedom was at stake. That spirit carried them on. It created for us the foundation of our great heritage.
Hello, Christian patriots. This is Lady Liberty from The Morning Commute, announcing the release of my new book titled 444 that is a solid plan for what we as Christian patriots can do to correct this terrible course that America is on right now. 444 gives us a biblical, peaceful, and constitutional method that does not require a central figure like a sitting president in order to be successful. This action is something that needs to be done in every community around the nation and is straightforward and simple to follow. Christians in America need a plan, and this is it. You can get your copy today by going to RadioFreeReadout.com and clicking on the link to 444 on the right side of the page. Thanks, everyone, and God bless.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and 6-hour pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Welcome back to Radio Free Redoubt, the morning commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, broadcasting from Spokane on 96.5 FM and on the AM dial at 630 kilohertz. And welcome. Thank you guys all for tuning in and listening. This segment is brought to you by TLC Web Hosting, professional website hosting. You don't have to worry about getting banned or muted or whatever.
Censored.
Censored because you're too conservative or too Christian or too homophobic or whatever. Good, solid Christian-owned business. If you have a ministry or a business or any type of venture, you have a website and you need to have it hosted somewhere with a lot of emphasis on security, keeping it secure from getting hacked, and very active countermeasures to make sure your website stays up and running nice and smooth. Check them out. It's tlcwebhosting.com is the website. And tell them we sent you. Hey, good morning, Lady Liberty.
Yes, good morning to you, and welcome back, everyone, to Trump Tuesday, if you're just joining us.
Yes.
Where we're just getting ready to jump into the first Trump article for Trump Tuesday.
We are. I wanted to point out real quick, a kind of a little plug for Redoubt News. They posted an article by James Wesley Rawls. This is really relevant for us right now, as we're seeing more and more businesses go woke. You don't want to support them, or they don't want to do business with you because you're not vaccinated. Or, I mean, this is where things are going. James Wesley Rawls just posted an article. Please go check it out over at redoubtnews.com. It's called PEGS, like P-E-G, PEGS, the parallel economy for traditionalist Americans. As our nation spirals out of control with this woke socialist politics and normalization of perversion, there's been a natural and rational backlash by conservatives who want no part of this. So he lays the foundation for this, and it's very lengthy. It's fairly lengthy. I can't go into it. It's maybe a 5-minute read, but definitely worth consideration for patriots today. And also he anticipates some of the challenges and provides some, you know, workarounds for some of the things that could be a challenge to this. But absolutely awesome. The parallel economy for traditionalist Americans. I think it's time we start thinking about parallel economies. Don't you?
Well, if I knew what that meant, maybe I could comment.
Well, I discussed it with you a little bit just prior. Well, okay. I think. I don't know what to say without spending the whole segment on it. I just want to direct readers to it.
Excellent.
We don't need to be supporting woke businesses. And as more and more of them cut us off, how can we set up a parallel economy with patriot, freedom-minded citizens, more than just a barter system, but a parallel economy? And that's what he lays it out. So. All the details are there.
Yeah, right. If there is
like a little 30-second commercial for it, kind of a summary, quick bulleted point.
Well, no, I was going to say like all the businesses, in fact, all the doctors, everybody that's pro-American, if there is just some way that we could have our own, well, media. Trump is supposed to be launching his own media, his own social media platform, and maybe that could be the beginning of that, if there will be such a thing as everybody that's still American can network together that way, and we will buy things from this seller, we will go get our medicine from this doctor, we will, you know, this kind of thing where we refuse to be part of the communist setup. You know, I think that's a great idea.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly
well, and that's what we've been saying this whole time too. Is we've been saying, who cares if you get fired from your job? Start your own business where you run it, like an American, not a communist. You know, and do it quickly. Mm-hmm. You know, because there's still going to be the demand for it. In fact, probably more demand from your new business than the old one that is behaving in the communist fascist way.
Yeah, so, yeah. Indeed.
Yep.
No kidding. All right. So we've got, let's see, you've got a Trump story as well.
Right.
In the headlines.
Right. So there's an article from Epoch Times here that is titled Trump is setting the stage for the Supreme Court battle over executive privilege. And this comes as kind of a defense for Steve Bannon, where they are looking to where Congress was trying to subpoena him. And he said, I don't have to do that because I was part of you know, the White House administration, basically.
Right.
And they're given executive privilege where they don't have to answer to the legislature for all sorts of different stuff.
Yep.
And it had been upheld for Obama. It had been upheld for several different cases prior to Trump.
That's right.
And that was even when the Department of Justice was the body that was pressing for subpoenas. In this case, it's just this little January 6th tribunal made of all fangs out and claws out Democrat communists, right?
Exactly.
You know, and there's, it says that there's two Republicans, but one of them is Cheney from Wyoming, right? She's not a, so oh. She's,
she lost her Republican badge.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, she got ousted. She got the boot.
The Republican Party yanked her right out of there.
Yep. They went, she's not a Republican. She's not even close to being a Republican.
Nope.
She's a flat out liar.
That's right.
So, yeah. So that's what this is all about. And that's coming up here very soon. And so Trump's going to go to bat for Steve Bannon as well as executive privilege for anybody else that was in his admin as well.
Outstanding. Hey, I wanted to point something out. We all saw in the headlines that the Salvation Army went woke, issued this critical race theory stuff, asking for their members to apologize for being white, essentially. This was just an absolute mess. They got flooded with people saying, we'll never support the Salvation Army again.
Yeah.
I'm stopping my payments, my support. So they have withdrawn its controversial Let's Talk About Racism guide following criticism and donor backlash over the text asking white supporters of the charity group to deliver sincere apologies for their race and the past sins of the church.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I'm sorry. Just withdrawing that is not enough.
Right.
You owe us. You owe America an apology.
That's for sure.
You know, a sincere apology.
Yep.
And then, I don't know, it's a long road. But anyway, we're out of time. Man, it goes fast. And so we're going to blast out of here. You guys be safe. Have an awesome day. And join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here.
That's right. You all have a terrific Trump Tuesday. And blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.